From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An earthquake strikes Afghanistan and Pakistan. More than 200 people have been killed, more than 1,400 injured. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered in northern Afghanistan and registered a magnitude of 7.5. Turkish officials say 9 people have been killed, including 2 police officers, in a raid on a suspected Islamic State cell in southeast Turkey. Dorian Jones reports.
The dawn raid Monday by security forces on a suspected Islamic State safe house resulted in a gun battle raging for hours in the Diyarbakir province of southeast Turkey. The predominantly Kurdish region is close to the Syrian border and is widely believed to be a recruitment center for jihadists fighting in Iraq and Syria. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Climate change, trade, and maritime cooperation in the South China Sea top the agenda when Indonesian President Joko Widodo meets with U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House. Widodo is the first Indonesian leader to visit the United States in a decade. He is looking to attract more American investment in his country. Tanzanian election officials say they plan to announce preliminary results Monday from Sunday's election. Ahead of the vote for a new president and parliament, analysts predicted a tight race, but suggested the ruling CCM party would win. Voting in Dar es Salaam Sunday was peaceful and appeared to run smoothly with no incidents of violence or unrest. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is considering revoking some benefits and travel rights for Palestinians living in East Jerusalem. The action comes in response to the continuing wave of violence in Israel and the West Bank. This is VOA News.